This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I'm sure you guys heard there is a virgin from Canada that is actually pregnant. And although we thought, no, we're not having another Jesus. This is somebody who actually found a sperm donor. She's 29 years old. And according to Daily Mail and multiple other news outlets, she is happier by herself. And she finds kissing awkward. Okay? I mean, kissing is. I like to kiss, but I have to admit, it is awkward. I still don't know what to do with the tongue, with my, you know, when you kiss somebody. You know, I mean, I know you're supposed to touch their tongue with your tongue, but I think get it out of the way. I mean, are you supposed to touch the teeth? Is the tongue supposed to go up to the roof of the mouth? Maybe we'll get Scott on later and see what he says, because I really don't know what to do. Nobody teaches you when you kiss. You know how you practice on your pillow when you're a kid? And you're like, well, that doesn't help because the pillow doesn't really kiss you back, and you can't practice on your brothers, you know, and you don't want to. And so, you know, yeah, usually there's an uncle who'll allow you to, but you don't want that either happening. So there's really no, you know, way to kind of tell. So then you just start kissing, and you're like, okay, I guess I'm doing it right. But no guy is going to tell you you're doing it wrong because he wants to go to bed with you. So even if you're a bad kisser, I have no idea if I'm a good kisser or a bad kisser. I just don't know. And I need somebody to tell me. And my husband won't tell me like it is because he just doesn't kiss me. Anyway, so let's go back to the virgin here. Her name is Lauren. She's from a deeply religious community in Manitoba, Canada. And she found a sperm donor and is now expecting her first baby in June. She has gone against advice from her family, friends, and doctors and says that she is looking forward to being a virgin mother. Well, I know you're still technically a virgin when you don't have sex, but if that baby's coming out, there's not really going to be a lot of anatomical virginity there. Can I just say that? So, she says she is happy to remain a virgin for the rest of her life and hopes that her baby will help her escape a dating market that she finds difficult to deal with. Now, she also suffers from hypopituitarism. So hypopituitarism is a rare disorder that affects hormones, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. And her pituitary gland isn't formed properly, so she's not making enough hormonal messages and may be also having issues, obviously, with her own fertility, because then if she has hypopituitarism, her ovaries may not be getting the correct signals to ovulate. So she experienced puberty far later in life than a lot of her friends. She said she got teased for being flat-chested or having buck teeth. Kids would latch onto anything that was different. She had a lot of teasing, got a lot of social anxiety. And dating was pointless, she said. She said she's been on a few dates, but it's not for her. She wants to focus on herself. She confessed that after becoming pregnant, there have been times when she has thought about having sex with someone just to see what it would be like. Yet her experiences with kissing have left her feeling awkward and unsure. And she says that kissing someone is not something that she wants to relive. Okay, she needs someone that looks like Michael Fassbender, because then it doesn't matter how the kiss is. You're just in heaven. So, dating websites have failed to attract her. And she says that some of the messages are shocking and disgusting. So, she has chosen to do this. Apparently, she said the hardest thing was probably getting pregnant. Initially, my endocrinologist said it wouldn't happen, that I'll need to get an egg donor and spend tens of thousands of dollars on IVF. But the doctor did refer to a fertility clinic, and after an agonizing year-long wait, it happened. So, she said her religion, though, is not her motivation for motherhood. Because, you know, you'd think growing up religious, that makes sense to not have sex till you're married and to still remain a virgin. But I don't know a lot of religions that promote virgin motherhood. So anyway, this hypopituitarism can cause muscle weakness, reduced body hair, irregular periods, reduced fertility, excessive tiredness, but also a decrease in sex drive. So if she doesn't really have a desire to have sex, then, you know, she's not going to be that prone to it. Now, she's very honest, and I gotta tell you, this, good for her. I think there's a lot more to the story that we're not getting, but, I mean, good for her, okay? And there could be a variety of things. It could be that maybe she's very religious and homosexuality is not encouraged or condoned in the religion. A lot of people where homosexuality is not condoned, they will then devote their life to a celibate lifestyle, whether it be priesthood or nun or maybe like this, you know, where then they don't sin, you know, because if they feel like they can't in their religion be with the person they want to be with and they don't want to sin, then they choose a celibate lifestyle. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like she doesn't want to have sex. And, you know, this concept of losing one's virginity, the average girl, and I've told you guys this, the average girl loses her virginity not by choice. And it's not a fun experience at all. I mean, I thought I was going to hate sex for life. You lose your virginity not by choice when you want to save it and you want to be there for your betrothed and then somebody takes it by force, you don't want to have sex. And anybody that's ever been assaulted may say the same thing. I don't know if she was assaulted, which could be why, you know, she didn't want to, you know, and you could be assaulted without actually having penetration. There's a variety of different ways of assault, so maybe she was assaulted in that method. But having losing one's virginity, they make it in the movies act like it's supposed to be the most amazing thing, like with 50 Shades of Grey or whatever. It's, for most people, it's not. And even if you think you're in love, and it is, quote-unquote, by choice, when it happens, it hurts, and many times you're dumped the next hour. And so, you know, if you really ask the average woman what was her first time like, in the olden days, yes, it might have been on their honeymoon and it might have been really exciting and romantic, but for a lot of other girls, no, it wasn't that way. And the bleeding and the you know, the scorn and the you know, feeling guilty and the feeling embarrassed and feeling like he got one over on me it's a very, very bad feeling. And so, you know, you see a lot of young ladies, and this is something I'm going to be talking about on the next break. Not go for pap smears. And now we're saying, look, you know, you don't have to go for a pap smear until you're 21, etc. If the average girl is losing her virginity not by choice, don't you think somebody should be talking to them when they're younger? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart cotton body extracts to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I'm about to go on a rant on how I think we need to start training our daughters a little differently than we are. When it comes to sex and when it comes to wearing these short skirts and going on dates and being flirty and hoping to only go third base when and then being shocked when it goes all the way. And we have a much different attitudes towards, promiscuity these days because we don't wait till we're married. And we started talking about this because there's this girl who is was she 26 years old? Now I forgot her age, who decided to be a virgin.
He had 29 years old and got a sperm donor and wants to remain being a virgin, even though giving birth to the baby is going to anatomically change things a little bit. Good for her for wanting to be a virgin. I was talking about in the previous hour how losing one's virginity, especially from the girl's point of view, stinks. I was trying to talk to Scott about the guy perspective. Hey, Scott. Yeah. Okay, give us the guy perspective of losing virginity.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it stinks on both sides just due to the awkwardness. But, for a guy, it's all about, with your friends, it's all about, have you lost your virginity? From my perspective, nobody ever made fun of a girl for keeping her virginity. Sure, as kids, you'd say, oh, what a prude, whatever. But it was never like an adult that would be like, oh, what's wrong with you? Whereas from a guy perspective, I had my uncles and my dad who, you know, hey, you mess around with a girl yet? No, I barely even talk to him. What's wrong with you? You know, that sort of thing. Like, no father was ever mad that his son lost his virginity.
Right, that's right. And the other thing, too, that I forgot about that I feel bad for you guys is you have to basically take over the whole action. You know, we girls can just lie there if we want to.
Well,
you're the ones that have to make it happen.
And, I mean, some of the things that make it awkward for you guys is just as awkward for us. I mean,
you
talk about the bleeding, but, like, from our point of view, we did that, and that's horrible. You don't want that, you know.
Yeah.
You should feel something in that moment. So I think I agree with you that we need to make sure that kids understand it, that it's not something that you just give up. And it's also not something to be afraid of, though. It's something that should happen within a moment with somebody that you feel comfortable with. I mean, getting sloshed at a party when you're 16 years old probably isn't the best way to go about it.
That's true. So true. No, well, thanks for sharing. I didn't realize. I now feel sorry for the guy. I feel sorry for all the guys that had to sleep with me. Thank you, Scott. You know, it's interesting. I told you guys earlier about how my boys looked years ago. I'll tell you the story again. There was this kid who slept over. We just kind of had like a small sleepover. And both boys were friends with this kid because this kid was kind of in between my boys' age. And this kid had an older brother. And so I guess whenever you invite somebody who has an older brother, they're going to be talking about what older brother talks about. So I guess all night long during their sleepover, they talked about sex. Now, one of my kids was 7 and the other kid was 4. So the next day I hear them giggling about it. And me, you know, being the type of mom that I am, you know, being a doctor, I'm like, all right, tell me about it. What is it? I mean, we talk about everything in my family. I mean, we don't, I, no hope, we talk about everything. In fact, probably too much. So I'm like, all right, what do you guys talk about? Sex, what is it? And my older one's like, huh? You know, 7 years, I go, tell, you guys talk about sex, tell me what it is. Teach me. Well, meaning A, he didn't know, or he was embarrassed. Now the 4-year-old, you guys know my younger one, he doesn't care about nothing. He'll just shoot out anything, talk about anything. He's just very, very open, like me. So he goes, well, it's when a boy sticks his, you know, blank blank into her blank. And then both boys giggle. And I'm shocked that that came out of my 4-year-old. So no, I didn't call the mommy of the other kid. But I look at my little one going, boy, is he all boy. I mean, you know, if I had daughters, they would be like, well, it's when, Mom, two people, like, fall in love, and he's like a prince on a horse, and they hug, and then they kiss, and they fall in love. So that's what a girl would say. No. Here's my son. That's when you stick it. I mean, that was the verb he used. Okay? It's a very quick, one-fell-swoop action. Then the older boy goes, who's 7 at the time, Mom, how do you go, I, how would you go up to somebody to do? I don't think I want to do that. And I'm like, you're not going to want to do it. It is. It's very, very scary. The vagina's a hostile environment. Oh, yeah, I taught them at a very early age that the vaginas are hostile. You don't want to go there. Now go clean your room and go watch Blue's Clues or whatever the heck they're watching. So my kids kind of got a sex talk way sooner than I expected them to. But I you know, do appreciate the fact that it is kind of awkward for boys, and there is this pressure to get rid of your virginity. And girls have that pressure, too. If a girl is a virgin, they're apparently, you know, just like back in the olden days, if a girl had lost her virginity, you would want to keep that under wraps. Now girls are hiding the fact they were virgin. I did. I hid it for years that I was a virgin. I hid it for years. I didn't want anybody to know. To the point that when this person did decide to take it, right? He didn't, I wouldn't let him know that that's what happened. I acted like, oh, yeah, that was all planned. That was all, you know, yeah, you're just one of my 18th or whatever. And so this embarrassment that we have around virginity, needs to go away. Okay. That should be a good thing. You should revere it. You should treasure it. Now, unfortunately, we have some people, they treasure it so much that they're auctioning it off on Craigslist, and on the internet. Didn't we have a few people that auctioned off their virginity? I don't know. I guess for guys, some of them, they really want a virgin. And so they'll spend millions of dollars. And I guess one person had done it for charity. I really can't think of a charity at the top of their, you know, that would want me to do that for them. They'd probably be like, no, but I could see people paying you to not sleep with them. Yeah, that I could see. And that could be some good charity. That would be a lot of charity dollars. I'd make millions of dollars overnight. No, please stay away from me. Here, I'll give you money to stay away from me. That would be excellent. That would be a great, that'd be a good TV show. Not to sleep with Dahlia. So anyway, now we have our kids. Okay, so let's look at our daughters. Okay, they don't have to go for pap smears anymore until they're 21, right? That's the new guidelines. No pap smears, no need to go and see a gynecologist till you're 21 years old. Doesn't matter if you've been sexually active till you're 14. That's a huge problem. All right? It's not a problem for Obamacare. It's not a problem for insurances. They're saving money. It's not a problem for young girls that don't want to go in and be seen. But if you have a 14-year-old daughter that's having sex, oh, hell no. She better get her butt into a gynecologist. A gynecologist needs to check her for STDs, and somebody needs to give her a good talking to. And somebody needs to investigate, did she lose her virginity by choice or not? Now, we aren't supposed to be on this manhunt of who raped who. But I think we need to be more aware of what's going on in today's youth. If you have this big push, right, in the boy world to lose your virginity, and you have these girls thinking, oh, he'll stop at this, he'll stop, he won't go that far, he won't go that far. I think everybody needs a good reality check. Now, in the olden days, how moms and grandmas did it is they made you think you were the biggest slut in the world. They wouldn't let you wear makeup. They wouldn't let you wear lipstick. They wouldn't let you do your nails. They wouldn't let you shave your legs. They made sure you looked as ugly as possible. And if they said if you even looked at a boy, you'd be a slut and you'd be kicked out of the house and we would disown you. So a lot of girls are like, okay, wait a second. You know, I want to be married. I want to still live in my home. I'm going to be a good girl. Even though hormones were raging, the average girls in the olden days were like, you know what? All right, I'm going to hold off. Yeah, there were some of the women that were like, I don't want to attack with this. I'm going to have fun. Okay, and trust me, the guys knew how to find those women out, those girls out. But nowadays, we don't talk to our kids like I think we should. And we need to tell them that a simple kiss can go from first base to home run almost instantaneously. That if somebody thinks they have a shot with you, once they're in, they're in. All they have to do is get in. And it's not that you have a whole bunch of rapists out there. You have a lot of boys that are very confused. They think that if they are inside, the girl is going to be pleased all of a sudden. But if they have no idea how to satisfy a girl, and most 14, 15-year-old girls don't even know that themselves, the sexual encounter is not going to be fun. And many guys think, well, I'm inside, so she's going to like it. No, she's not. There's a lot of other things that have to happen. Okay, you have to be all Michael Fassbender-ish. Most guys don't even know who that is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to talk about the Olympics and the cool runnings, but not so cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
DOC DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Leanne Tweeden earlier today talking about the norovirus outbreak that's been going on at the Winter Olympics. As of this morning, it was 177. Now we're being told 194. So we're talking in about 2 hours. It's already gone up close to another 20 people. South Korean officials have confirmed 194 cases of norovirus in Pyeongchang. And no athletes have gotten sick so far, but boy, do we have a lot of individuals now coming down with this. And this is not an easy virus. Many of you guys know it as the cruise ship virus, where people on cruise ships, it could take down a whole cruise ship and make it an SS stinky until it gets back into port. It's bad. So we have a bunch of people who are miserable with vomiting, diarrhea, and fever. This outbreak started at the 2018 Winter Olympics, just days before the opening ceremony. And the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the KCDC, reported today that 194 cases have been confirmed and nearly 100 additional cases were reported just in the last 2 days. 1,200 Olympic workers have had to be taken off the job. Luckily, again, no sick athletes yet. Not so much that we're worried about, you know, the athletes and how they could perform, but Olympic Village, as you know, right, where the athletes stay, is a hotbed for a lot of hoochie-hoochie and lovey-dovey stuff, which is why they have to pass out 100,000 condoms. So my guess is if there's going to be a lot of kissy-kissy stuff, there's going to be a lot of spread of norovirus. So to keep that away from the athletes, it's going to take an act of God. Now, this virus, even though it had a huge uptick, they think it's going to start to slow down. Okay? They have a bunch of people that they have quarantined. So of the 194 sick patients, 147 have been able to leave quarantine and go back to return to work. The norovirus, as you know, is the most common cause of diarrhea around the world. It can happen between 12 hours to 48 hours after exposure. You get diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, fever, nausea, body aches. And the virus sheds from the feces of infected people and animals. And it's oral fecal route, meaning you get this in your mouth from somebody else's feces. And that's how you get infected. They say just 10 viral particles is enough to make you sick. It's a very sturdy virus. And so it could stick to surfaces, stay around for a while. So if you accidentally touch a wall or touch a railing or touch a glass where in which somebody else had the virus, now you could get sick. It is very contagious. It thrives in hot temperatures, cold temperatures, very difficult to wipe away with a disinfectant. Hand sanitizer, may not do the trick, which is why we want you to wash hands. Experts recommend cleaning contaminated surfaces with a potent chlorine bleach solution of no less than 5 to 25 tablespoons of bleach per gallon of water. Again, hand washing as opposed to hand sanitizing, according to Business Insider. And you could be contagious even after you start feeling better because, again, it's exiting your GI tract. They say 500 people in the U.S. die every year from coming down with this. Even though it's self-limited and we don't treat it with any antibiotics because it's a virus, it could still kill you by causing severe dehydration. 500 people die a year from this. So let's hope that they could fight this effectively. I believe South Korea is doing a pretty good job with the Olympics. I thought it was cool, the drones. You know, they did making Olympic rings out of the drones. I thought that was pretty cool. I guess one of our snowboarders got the gold. I didn't think he was going to make it because he had been, I think, in last place. He had been doing some real bad jumps, had, you know, bid it a couple times, but good for him. Red Granger? I don't know his name. I do know he cussed. Apparently he dropped some choice words, so he was really excited. He's a kid. He's a 7-year-old kid. So good for him, bringing home the first gold. One of the figure skaters, I don't remember her name, made the first triple axel. I told you guys, back in the 90s, I had wanted to be an Olympic figure skater, and I was going to totally do the triple axel if I got to perform for the Olympics. And, of course, I didn't get to perform for the Olympics because I'm really not a good figure skater. But I was going to be, in 1994, the first woman to perform the triple axel. It looks like it finally happened in 2018. All right, but it would have been done by Dr. Dahlia. Well, I wasn't a doctor then, so that's okay. The pair skating, I guess, is okay. I'm really not into pair skating. I like the women's skates. The pair skates, I don't know. Some of the music hasn't been that good. If the music's not that good, it's not fun. I remember watching the Norway gentleman that ended up winning a gold, him falling, knocking a whole bunch of other people over, but then he ends up winning. That to me is really crappy. When you fall, not that it's the Norway guy's fault, but, you know, you fall. I saw that with the speed skating also. and then you take out somebody else in competition because you're so close together. In these ice sports, you are like really, really close together. I mean, I guess that happens to track and field too during Summer Olympics. But if somebody made, you know, me trip and I then lost out on winning the Olympics, I would be furious, to say the least. I got to keep it clean. I'd be so upset. I would be very, very angry. Let's just say that. All right. So, I don't know about you guys, but I have already run out of DVR room. I'm trying to tape the Olympics. And I guess the Olympics play all day long, but, you know, it's on a different time zone. And so I have all these Olympics taped, and I'm down to like 4% left of my DVR, and I need to tape L.A. to Vegas, Homeland. I think Homeland, the new season is back. Did you guys know about that? Homeland, the new season's back, so I want to watch that. So I'm having some issues where I'm not able to watch what I need to watch. So I'm having some problems. So I think I'm ready for the Olympics to, like, hurry up and end because it's just, how many more days do we have the Olympics? So what, the 25th? Oh, Lord have mercy. I have no more room. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Apparently, the Japanese think they can make flu go away in one day. There's a single-dose pill that they are touting will work. Japanese drug maker Shionogi claims, according to the Wall Street Journal, that the compound could relieve one of the worst flu seasons in years. Unfortunately, it won't hit the shelves till next year. Says it took a median time of 24 hours for this experimental compound to kill the flu in American and Japanese patients during a late-stage trial, faster than any flu drug available, and it's only one dose. Compare that to Tamiflu, which you have to take twice a day. You got to take it for 5 days, and all it does is knock, you know, the virus down a few days, but doesn't knock it out immediately. So Roche, the Swiss company behind Tamiflu, has come on board to help develop the drug. The current flu season is putting Americans in hospitals, as you know, in emergency rooms, levels not unlike what we saw back in 2009. Healthy people are dying of the flu. But this could be the holy grail. This medication could be amazing. Also, I think Johnson & Johnson is working on a drug that blocks the flu virus from replicating. We're also working on a new vaccine that could hopefully help protect against flu forever. So this could be exciting stuff. We don't have any more details on what this one-dose medication could do, but it's definitely something we need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're being told that a woman had a British accent after she came out of a medical procedure. Michelle Myers, a former Texas beauty queen who has never left the USA, sounds like she's from jolly old England. Everyone sees Mary Poppins or hears Mary Poppins. Apparently she lost her Texas twang. And many people think she's faking it. She has gone to sleep with blinding headaches, and she wakes up with different accents, Irish, Australian, and British. They sent her to a psychiatrist at the hospital, and she has been evaluated, and she's not crazy. She has a condition called foreign accent syndrome. The neurologist with Houston Methodist Sugar Land Hospital says foreign accent syndrome, there's been about 100 cases reported the last 100 years, and it's something that's pretty unique and rare. It usually does accompany a stroke, neurological damage, or underlying health issue. So back in 2016, Lisa Alamia started sounding British after waking up from jaw surgery. She says, I don't feel like a different person at all. I feel like myself. Just comes out differently. Try to tell people it's still me. You know how much you would hate me if I sounded like that? But you want to know what? If I speak with a twang, y'all would think I'm sexy. You know, I'd be like, oh, that Dr. Dahlia is just pretty. She's sexier than my aunt's armadillo. Absolutely. So anyway, I hope she gets better. That kind of stinks. I'll be back, y'all, just a minute.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, we got some more news coming out of England's healthcare system, which, again, we may follow closely. Apparently, family docs or GPs across England are urging you to come to group sessions of up to 15 patients. This is going to replace shorter one-to-one sessions because it's more cost-effective and it spares doctors from having to give repeat advice. That's if you all have the same long-term condition. So if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, what we're going to do is just have you all come into one big group. I tried that once because I was tired of saying the same thing 25 times a day. It doesn't work. People need one-on-one. They say up to 15 patients who have the same long-term conditions such as arthritis or diabetes will take part in a 90-minute shared consultation with their test results shown in the front of the room. The sessions will be led by family doctors and nurses. Will replace with shorter one-to-one appointments. GPs say they're cost-effective and spare doctors having to give repeat advice, according to Daily Mail. Campaigners warn that that's going to be an issue. Like, what about privacy? Some people may not want to participate at all. I'm mixed on this. I thought I would hate the idea, but I'll tell you what I think in a second. Group appointments have already been piloted throughout England. And they say they could do it to pregnant women, men with prostate issues, patients with high blood pressure or cancer. And because there's a huge crisis in doctor shortage, this is one way to meet their demand. In Manchester, a nurse said patients had offered their own advice to others in the room, telling them to pull your socks up or get a life. I guess pull your socks up is something like really, really strong in English. Remember, English people are nice. You know, so you know how you and I would say get off your butt, so to speak. Okay, they'll say, pull your socks up. Okay, and that's like, what? You really told me. Okay, remember, they're British, so that's kind of how they do things. They're a little bit classier than we are. All right. So, I don't know how they would, so some people are concerned that this would fracture care. Quiet people may not say anything. You know, people do better when it comes to, you know, one-on-one. But, you know, apparently a Dr. Max said treating the sick like cattle is not the solution. We're in trouble. And I know this is England, but America's having the same issues in terms of doctor availability. And so many diabetics out there, they go, I see my doctor maybe once or twice a year. Why? Well, he's never available when I am, and I have to go to work, and I have to. I mean, to be honest, having weekend sessions, having week, you know, or night classes, that could be pretty damn, you know, that could be pretty lucrative. I know I'm thinking about what to do if I ever get kicked off radio. Oh, okay, I could do those sessions. But, you know, we have a huge problem with people getting into a medical provider. And I went to a diabetic teaching class when I was in medical school. They wanted us to go to a diabetic teaching class run by these nurses. And, boy, did they do phenomenal. And I've taught you guys a lot what they taught me, you know. And I was like one of maybe 30 in this class. And I learned a lot. Some people learn well in classroom settings. Now, remember, I'm one of these dorky students. For other people, it may not work. But I got to tell you something. When I in medical school had to go to an AIDS support group and AA as a medical student, not because I needed to go to AA, but as a medical student, I loved the whole group atmosphere. And, boy, does it empower you. It makes you feel group therapy is so effective. And so I'm wondering if group therapy, when it comes to diabetes or when it comes to high blood pressure, is the way to go in terms of for some people. You know, Weight Watchers, one of the reasons why Weight Watchers is so successful is because of the classes. You know, I was working out and I was hearing a, I don't know if it was Jenny Craig or one of the other weight loss commercials, and they were like, okay, you know, no self-help classes or no group classes. And I guess they were advertising to the men, and I get that because men may not like the classes. Right? But on the flip side, I think it really, really helps. You know, knowing that you're not the only one, knowing that you are doing good, you got a little competition going. I think that stuff really, really helps. So I'm a big fan of any sort of group therapy, and maybe we do need to implement it into our diabetes, into our high blood pressure, into our weight. You know, maybe we really need to, you know, maybe we really need to actively, you know, start, I guess, you know, using people to lean on other people. That may work because, you know, the doctor to a lot of people seems rich. You know, we don't have any issues. Our life is blessed. We play golf. That's not the case. Many doctors do have their own medical problems and have their own stuff to deal with. But that's not how patients look at us. So when a doctor says you need to get your, you know, when a doctor is skinny and they're up there in the front of the room looking all healthy, saying you need to get your weight down, you need to get your sugar down, you need to get your, that may not really work for that patient on that one-on-one, one-on-one. But if they see that there's a bunch of other people, they're like, yeah, I deal with this too. That may then that may make them feel better. So you know what? I think there's definitely some utility to this. I just don't think it should replace the doctor visits. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So you guys know about 420, right? April 20, that's kind of cannabis day. It's pot celebration day. Well, we're being told in life science that that day, on April 20th, okay, where people celebrate and they light up at approximately 4:20 p.m., apparently has an increase in the risk of fatal car crashes. They analyzed data on fatal car crashes in the U.S. over a 25-year period, and the researchers homed in on the number of drivers who were involved in fatal car crashes on April 20th between 4:20 p.m. after they lit up and midnight. They compared this with the number of drivers involved in fatal car crashes on April 13th and April 27th, a week before and a week after. The researchers found that in total there were 1,369 drivers involved in fatal car crashes after 4:20 p.m. on April 20th, compared to 2,400 drivers involved in fatal crashes during the same period on April 13th and April 27th combined, which means 7.1 fatal crashes per hour on April 20th versus 6.4 on April 13th and April 27th, which equated to a 12% increase. I know it's a small study, but this was published in the Journal of JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, and the risk was highest among drivers younger than 21 years old, who saw a 38% increase in risk. The number of fatal crashes was seen in New York, Texas, and Georgia. There was no increase in fatal crashes before 4:20 p.m. So, marijuana is now legal in Colorado, Washington, Nevada, multiple other states, as well as medical marijuana. And so we are seeing more, you know, we are seeing issues with fatal crashes. But in this particular study, they found a decreased risk on April 20th in Colorado and Washington. Now, why would there be a decreased risk if they have recreational marijuana? Because if it's recreational and it's already legal, that means people don't have to wait till April 20th to smoke it. They're, you know, there's not that big push, that big increase of people getting high. So if you already have, you know, high marijuana consumption, it's not going to be as big a deal, which then makes some people want to study the fact that, well, maybe initially fatal car crashes will rise once the state legalizes marijuana, but will it start to steady off? There was a study that came out with Colorado and their marijuana-related drug crashes, and it was not good. You know, we're already distracted drivers, so I don't see how marijuana could at all help the situation. I don't see it going down. I could see it leveling off. I could see there being a big spike, like, on a January 1st, and then it leveling off. But we have a lot of people that are just, you know, just out of it. We also have a lot of sleep-deprived people, and with marijuana on board, they could fall asleep. So the 420 population was first popularized in 1991, and there's been events in Denver, San Francisco, Vancouver, etc., and it's a real, real big deal. So what that means is we need to be careful, all right, that, you know, when April 20th comes around. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.